case you're wondering about my back, I do have a inflamed disc, so it makes it a little difficult for me to stand. So we'll see how it goes here. Maybe I'll have to cut it a little short tonight. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for tonight will be taken from the book of Numbers. Again, we're looking at one of the books of Moses. The book of Numbers, we're going to be reading chapter 21, or at least from chapter 21, and reading the first 9 verses. I'm sure this story will be familiar to most of you. Again, that's Numbers chapter 21, and I'll begin reading from verse 1, where I'll read in the name of our Lord. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you again this evening for your word. And we do pray again, Father, that tonight you would instruct us, you would teach us, you would minister unto us even through the pages of this Old Testament. That, Father, once again, the new that is concealed here would be revealed unto us as we again study your word as New Testament believers. So sanctify us in the truth, for your word is everlasting truth. Amen. The incident that takes place here in the book of Numbers is actually after the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. The book of Numbers, as you know, well, of course, the title gives it away. It's about the census that was taken by the children of Israel to basically organize themselves as they began the trek. After receiving the words of the law from God, they had to now organize in a way where they could now begin to make their way toward the promised land. And I didn't take all the figures down as far as how many days had passed since they passed through the Red Sea and found themselves.